Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started.
Question. My loved one is in the hospital because of a brain injury. My loved one is turned every 2 hours, even in the middle of the night when trying to sleep. The hospital says it's to protect his skin. But I don't understand. Isn't sleep important? Answer: yes, sleep is very important. But as we've heard in many of these podcasts, there are a variety of factors that also have importance. What the hospital is trying to do is prevent pressure ulcers from forming. The official definition of a pressure ulcer by the National Pressure Ulcer Advisory Panel is localized injury to the skin and or underlying soft tissue over a bony prominence or related to a medical or other device. This injury occurs as a result of intense and or prolonged pressure or pressure in combination with shear. Now, that's a great definition, but let's break that down. What does that really mean, aside from being a lot of words? So basically, what happens is that if any part of one's body has pressure on it for too long, then in essence, the area, the muscles, fat, skin, start to die and break open. This is what's called a pressure ulcer or pressure wound. So in easy terms, the way to treat a pressure wound or a pressure ulcer is to remove the pressure. So if someone has a shoe on that's way too tight, one could get a pressure ulcer. But in the context of someone who has had a severe brain injury, this person may not be able to move well in bed. So you may see some sort of pressure ulcer forming, say, at the back of their head, where their head rests, or along their back, or along their rear end area. These are just some areas that a pressure ulcer can form. And because someone may not feel the area well, as in when someone sits for too long in one position, they have to move around in their chair. Well, if someone's either unable to feel this or unable to move on their own, someone has to relieve the pressure in that area to prevent any sort of skin, muscle, fat, blood vessel breakdown. Because eventually, if a pressure ulcer or wound forms, infection can set in and it can travel to the bone and cause a lot of other problems. So there are various stages of pressure ulcers. One doesn't necessarily just have a pressure ulcer that exposes everything down to the bone. Sometimes it starts slowly. For example, there are different stages. Stage one is non-blanchable area of intact skin. So what's non-blanchable? Non-blanchable means that when someone pinches the skin, the color doesn't change. So healthy skin is often blanchable. It will change colors, and then the original color returns. This is because in healthy skin, when you press the skin, It may close off some blood vessels, but then when you take the pressure off the skin, the blood vessels and blood start flowing back and giving its color. But when something is non-blanchable, that blood flow might be impaired, and therefore non-blanchable areas of skin occur. Stage 2, partial thickness skin loss with exposed dermis. So all this is saying is that some of the skin opens up and we see another layer of the skin, because we have an epidermis, we have the dermis, we have fat, we have muscle, we have bone. So these are just talking about where along the spectrum have these wounds developed into. Stage 3 is a full thickness skin loss. And stage 4 is a full thickness skin loss and tissue loss. An unstageable pressure ulcer means that one is unable to truly see how deep it is because there may be some sort of other form of skin, or for no other better words, we'll say a form of development of skin that covers a certain area. So we really don't know what's underneath it. These other developments around the skin can be known as slough or eschar, but we're not going to talk about that. And then there's something called a suspected deep tissue injury. So that's when there's non-blanchable skin, but we don't know how deep below. So you could have kind of an intact layer of skin, but everything underneath that skin is no longer intact. Sometimes pressure ulcers can become so bad that surgery needs to occur to fix it. And this is also when a muscle flap surgery is done, meaning the empty space caused by the pressure ulcer is filled in with muscle from some area. In order for it to heal well, pressure has to be kept off of it. There are other forms of treating a pressure ulcer, as surgery is the last step. We can use various bandages, various creams. We can even use kind of like air suction, called a negative pressure wound therapy, a wound vacuum, which kind of helps in a certain way pull the skin together to help it heal. But again, the number one way to heal a pressure ulcer is by taking the pressure off the pressure ulcer. And an even better way to not even have to treat a pressure ulcer is prevent a pressure ulcer. And this is done, for example, with frequent turning, with keeping skin dry. And therefore, that is why your loved one is turned every 2 hours, even at night. Because as important as sleep is, skin is also important. And a person does not want these ulcers to form, because there is a lot more medical treatment and complications that can come with it. So remember, keep out of pressure. Let's do our best to prevent pressure ulcers.
That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.